Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Friend, when your body's healed and you got money in your pocket and you got a heart to serve God, you can do something. You got the ability and you got the opportunity. Hallelujah. It's no wonder the devil fights this message so hard. There have been people that have mocked me and us about prosperity. And then some of the same folks go, man, it was a great thing that you sowed this to the missionary. Or it was a great thing that you had this for the community. It was a great thing. Well, how do you think you're going to have any of that if you don't believe that? You're not going to have anything if you believe the wrong thing. They're so big. Oh, you ought to do something for people, but you shouldn't have anything. If you don't have anything, you can't do anything. And the more you have, the more you can do. You can do evil with it or you can do good with it. It's up to you. It's not money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of it. He went on to say, you're not practicing faith in this realm of finances. He said, faith for finances works just like faith for healing, the baptism, salvation. And he told him, he said, the money you need is not up here in heaven. He said, I'm not going to rain. He said, the Lord's speaking to him now. Of course, he speaks to you the way you understand, whether it's Hebrew, Italian, or Southern slang, drawl. Elsewise, I mean, if he talked to me in Hebrew, I wouldn't understand it. So he said, the money you need's down in the earth. He said, I'm not going to rain dollar bills out of heaven. If I did, they'd be counterfeit. What you need is in the earth. And he, listen to this. He said, you know, I made the world and the fullness thereof. That's Psalm 89:11. He said, the Lord is telling him this. You know, I made my man Adam. And it says in the 50th Psalm, every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills is mine, and the silver and the gold are the Lord's. He said, the Lord told him this. Do you remember I said this? He said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He said, for whom do you think I made the cattle on 1,000 hills? For whom do you think I made the world and the fullness thereof? For whom do you think I made the silver and the gold? For the devil and his crowd? Now, this is revelation. This is contrary to what's been taught in churches for centuries. Because people have developed all kinds of songs. I don't want any of this old world's goods. And they haven't had them either. I mean, people have come up in church singing about, I don't want silver and gold. I don't want any silver and gold. Yes, you do. Yes, you need some. But there's been this religious stuff that's been ingrained that's for somebody else. Who's it for? You're saying that the wealth and the nice stuff that's in the earth is not for the people of God. It's for people that don't serve God. And that is not true. I said it's not true. He said he had never heard what the Lord was revealing to him at that point. He said the Lord said to him, when I created everything, it belonged to my man. I told my man Adam, have dominion over the works of my hands. The psalm says the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Didn't say he gave it to the devil. He gave it to us, yes. His people, right. His man. The wealth of this planet is for God's kids. That's what it's for. It's not for the devil and his crowd. But he said, Adam and Eve bowed their knee to the enemy, yielded to sin, and then the devil usurped their place. He became the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4 talks about this. And so the enemy, illegally you might say, has control of this world. And so much of it, including government and so much of the finances. And he wants all the money. Because in this world, money's power and influence. He doesn't want you to have anything, especially if you might tell somebody about Jesus. If you might use it to show the goodness of God. He wants to keep you so broke and so sick and so miserable and so depressed that anybody that saw you would run away from being a Christian. Because they don't want to be like that. They don't want to be broke and sick and a failure. You know what makes the devil about as mad as anything? It's not just a righteous man, but a rich, righteous man. Job. Need I say more? The devil was having a fit over Job. Because Job was completely righteous. You talk about a good man. You talk about a man that wouldn't lie to you, wouldn't be dishonest, wouldn't violate his conscience. Perfectly good, righteous man and a multi-billionaire with a B. And the devil just couldn't stand it. Couldn't stand it. And through a series of things, we won't go into the book right now, but you know, he had some hard times. Scriptorians tell us that whole episode probably happened in less than a year. You know, 8-9 months. Job had a bad year. Yeah. Rough year, hard year. But did you read the back of the book? Did you read the back? Yes. He wound up healed. Yes. And the Lord gave him twice what he lost. Don't you know the devil was really having a fit then? I mean, because he was a billionaire before this thing started. Why? Because man, he described his influence over the whole community where he lived, over the whole area, the whole region. I mean, sounded like didn't much get done if Job didn't like it. And what about a person that loves God with all their heart and are completely righteous and has that much influence in the country? Well, see, the devil is scared of that. He wants anything but that. And so the Lord was telling Brother Hagin, he said, I didn't make all that for the devil and his crowd. I made it for my man. I made it for my people, my kids. Do you believe that or not?
Yes.
I believe that. I said, I believe that.
Yes.
He went on to tell him, he said, the world can build a dance hall, a club, a theater, I'd say today a casino. And they can put neon lights all over the front of it and they can dress it up nicely. But if you want to dress up the church, people say, oh no, that's too much.
That's right.
Now listen to what he said the head of the church told him. He said, I expect my people to have the best place in town.
Amen.
To meet in.
Yeah.
He put in parentheses, the Lord actually said that to me. I expect my people to have the best place in town to meet in. Has the church thought like that? They have not. Why? If the Lord said, that's what I expect, why does so much of the church think he's pleased if we go the cheapest, smallest route? See, people are, they don't think like that. They don't think, well, we should have the nicest place. Let's believe and get the nicest place. No, they want to brag about how much money they save by doing it the cheap little way. And I haven't read any scriptures about where we get rewards for who saved the most money. Brother Kenneth Copeland said, the Lord spoke to him one time and said, when am I going to get all this money that people are saving for me? He's not going to see that money. It's a deception. Can you see it? It's a deception. He said, I expect my people to have the best place in town to meet in. Now, here's the thing I wanted us to get to. He said, the Lord, the head of the church, he said, the Lord's telling him this. I'm not withholding adequate food and clothing from your little children. That's not me. It's the devil. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Who's withholding? See, the Lord told him specifically, because see, he's gone this whole year now, and he's in worse shape than he's ever been in financially. And he's praying and seeking the Lord and fasting. And he said, the Lord said to him, I'm not withholding food and clothes from your little children. Oh, I wish the whole world could hear that and believe that the Lord said that. You believe he said that?
Yes.
I'm not withholding food and clothing from your little children. He said, that's the devil. We ought to know that. Jesus said in John 10:10, do you remember it? I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. The Amplified says, to the full until it overflows. He said, the thief comes not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. God's not the thief. Jesus is not the thief. That's the devil he's talking about. There is a devil. And he's in the business of stealing and killing and destroying. And if something's being robbed from your life, something's being withheld from you, something's being destroyed and killed in your life, don't imagine that it's God's will. And he's teaching you something through it. Now, there is suffering for his sake, but it has to do with being persecuted for standing up for him and preaching his gospel. And it's an honorable thing to make sacrifices for that. But that's not at all the same as this. He said, I am not withholding adequate food and clothing from your little children. That's not me. It's the devil. You believe the Lord said that?
Yes.
I believe it's all through the Scriptures. What about your life? Let's make it personal. What about your life? Who's withholding things that you've desired, things that you've needed? Is God, are you waiting on God?
No.
Is he withholding it until you learn this or that? Are you waiting on him? See, that's been the mentality though. People have thought that. They've imagined that. They believe that. So they just wait. And they just wait. And they just wait, and months turn into years and years turn into decades, and your life is slipping away, and you've learned how to eke out a meager existence. And that's where people come up with all the new doctrines. Well, we're poor, but we're proud. It's not a sin to be poor. It's just mighty inconvenient. And you wish that people wouldn't hear it the way they do. When we talk about being healed, we're not against people that are sick. We want them to be against the sickness. Let's all be against the sickness. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Faith of God who gives me